Good morning. My name is Doug Nice of the Alumni and Parent Relations Office here at EMU. It is my great privilege to have the honor of introducing our chapel speaker, Isabel Castillo, to you this morning. Isabel grew up here in Harrisonburg and graduated from EMU in 2007 with a BA in social work. She became an advocate for the DREAM Act in 2009 and founded DREAM Activist Virginia, the first meeting of which was held here on EMU's campus. Isabel's efforts, along with the work of others, resulted in the Harrisonburg City Council passing a resolution in favor of the DREAM Act in February 2010. Isabel went on to expand her advocacy efforts to encompass comprehensive immigration reform. She was commencement speaker and was awarded with an honorary doctorate degree from the University of San Francisco in 2011 on behalf of all undocumented youth who are in college or recent college graduates. She has been featured in articles in the New York Times and Atlantic Monthly. Isabel has spoken in forums and/or seminars on the topic of the DREAM Act or immigration reform at the University of Virginia Law School, Cornell University Law School, Bluffton University, and in July of this year, spoke to nearly 3,000 Mennonite youth at the biannual MCUSA convention in Phoenix, Arizona. In August 2013, she became the Shenandoah Valley Community Organizer for Virginia Organizing, a multi-issue grassroots advocacy organization. And finally, yes, she has also been arrested a couple times for her activism. Please welcome our 2013 Outstanding Young Alum, Isabel Castillo.
Good morning. Put this down a little because I'm short. Well, I like to start off with a little activity that I find myself doing a lot when I'm in marches or rallies. So when I finish saying my phrase, you have to say, stand up, fight back, okay? Here we go. When our communities are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up.
Oh, come on, you have to be louder than that. When our families are under attack, what do we do? Away because last time I had that in my hands, I got arrested. I was not planning to, but they arrested me because of that megaphone, so I'll put it away. So good morning again, and thank you so much for having me back at EMU and for the great honor, and thank you all for everyone who made it to chapel this morning. I still live in Harrisonburg, and I find myself on campus here and there, but it always feels special to be invited to campus. Some of you, as Doug said, probably heard my story already if you went to convention. But for those of you who have no clue who I am, here's a quick summary of my life story. I was born in Mexico, but my parents brought me to the U.S. when I was 6 years old. I grew up here like any other, you know, kid, started the first grade in the public school system, finished elementary school, middle school, and high school. And I didn't know what the limitations would be as an undocumented immigrant. I guess I grew up knowing that I was undocumented, but I was so young, I didn't know what the implications would be until I was in my senior year at Turner Ashby High School. And my parents always encouraged my siblings and I to do well in school. They worked in the poultry plants for many years, and they would tell us that it was hard work, and you don't want to do this job, it's hard work, so do well in school and become professionals. So I worked hard, I had a 4.0 GPA in high school, and I went to go speak to my guidance counselor, and I said, I want to go to college, sign me up. So I don't think he had ever worked with any undocumented student before, so he didn't know how to help me. I couldn't apply for loans, for scholarships, because they required a Social Security number. And I just remember being at the guidance counselor looking through these binders, and almost all the scholarships required a Social Security number. So it was pretty difficult because I was so ready to go to college, but I couldn't because I lacked this famous 9-digit number. So after high school, I couldn't go straight to college. I found a job as a waitress at a local restaurant and worked there for an entire year, 7 days a week, from 9:30 in the morning till 10 p.m. And I did this every day. And it was really hard sometimes being there, and sometimes I would find myself crying in the restaurant, like, why am I here? I want to go to college. But finally, I was able to go to EMU after taking a year after high school, as I mentioned, and working two jobs and saving every penny to go to college. So not only did I find out it was one of the few schools that accepted undocumented students, but one that provided some scholarships for hardworking youth, and one that looks at every human being not as illegals, not as undocumented immigrants, but as children of God. I quickly learned that EMU was a safe space for me, as I could trust many of my professors. For example, Deanna Durham, who was a great mentor and still is, and seek them out for academic and life advice. Especially being a first-generation college student, I couldn't, you know, ask my parents or my siblings about what to expect from the college experience. And although I had the privilege to go to college, it was also a constant reminder of my undocumented status, as I couldn't participate in a cross-cultural outside the U.S. Another reminder was when I was in D.C., I participated in the Washington Community Scholars Program. And we were going to go to this field trip to a federal building where they needed the Social Security number of all attending students. So here I was, and I hadn't told Doug. I believe he's not at the program anymore, but maybe some of you met Doug Hertzler. And I was like, I don't have a Social Security number, and I was kind of freaking out. But anyway, somehow we resolved it. And these were tough experiences, but helped me learn what I could or couldn't do and how to maneuver in complex situations as an undocumented immigrant. Compassion for human rights has always been in my nature. I didn't learn this at EMU. That's how God made me. But as a social work major, what I did learn about at EMU was the many historical examples of social injustices that people have overcome, what methods they have used to overcome them, and I learned about pacifism and nonviolent methods of protest. I received the same educational foundation, which many of you are learning, including ways to improve my public speaking, which there's still lots of room for improvement. And by the way, my first time giving a speech about the DREAM Act was in J.B. Landis's speech class. J.B., are you out there? Okay. when I was here, my plan was to use my education to get a job at, you know, social services and become a social worker and help families in need. When I couldn't get a job because of my documentation status, my plan fell apart. Ultimately, what I ended up doing was still helping families, giving a voice to those that didn't know how to use theirs, encouraging others to no longer be afraid and to share their stories, because our personal stories help people identify with our similarities as people instead of our differences as immigrants. After graduating in 3.5 years, magna cum laude, I faced another roadblock. I had this college degree that I wanted to use, that I wanted to contribute and give back to my community, which is Harrisonburg, Virginia, regardless of what many people say to me. But I couldn't because I didn't have a work permit. And so after graduating college, that's when my activism really began. I met other undocumented youth who encouraged me to organize in Virginia. And they were like, you should go back to Virginia and organize. And I was like, I'm not an organizer. I'm not an activist. I don't know how to do that. But eventually, I started a small local organizing group to raise awareness and support for the DREAM Act and immigration reform. As the years went by, I became more passionate about the movement and felt a calling to carry the cross, not only for me, but for the 65,000 undocumented students that graduate each year from a U.S. high school. for the 1,200 individuals that are deported every day. For the 400,000 undocumented immigrants that are deported every year. And for our parents who are the original dreamers, because they sacrificed so much for us, leaving behind their culture, their family, their country, and many of them risking death trying to come to this country to give us a better future. For all 11 million undocumented immigrants. Now that's so short. It's been an emotional roller coaster ride since I've graduated from EMU. Sometimes I feel inspired, and sometimes my dreams have been shattered being in this movement, but that's life. And I'm glad to be part of this social movement, and I encourage you to not be afraid to stand up for what's right. Because as MLK said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And Micah 6:8 reminds us to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you.